I'm Edward O'Brien. Much of Montana's roads, bridges, and waterways are reaching the end of their useful life. In a new state-specific report card released today, Montana civil engineers give that aging infrastructure a mediocre overall grade of C- and say it needs more attention.
Across the board, our infrastructure's done a good job working for us, but it's aging. A vast majority of our schools were built before 1970, so the students they were built for are retiring. In many of our cities, we see water and wastewater lines from when the towns were originally platted, so 75 to 100 years old. A lot of the dams were built beyond the early 1900s through about the 1930s.
That's Melissa Matessa Stone with the Montana section of the American Society of Civil Engineers that issued this report card, Montana's first. Matessa Stone says it would take billions of dollars to make significant and necessary improvements to Montana's infrastructure. Specifically, she estimates it would cost $12 billion to $15 billion to improve the state's drinking and wastewater facilities, $14 billion for roads and bridges. About 10 years ago, it was estimated to cost over $900 million to bring our aging schools up to snuff. Matessa Stone says no specific part of Montana's infrastructure presents an obvious imminent danger to the public. She also points out it is expensive, but Montana's C-minus grade is better than the national average grade of D+.
But I know what my parents would have said if I came home with a C-minus across the board. It wouldn't have been a happy evening in the household. So what tells us is, as a whole, our infrastructure's in mediocre shape, in need of repair. But as the infrastructure ages, we need more investment to raise the grade to good working condition to support our economic vitality, our quality of life.
Governor Steve Bullock yesterday unveiled his proposed budget, which called for spending some $300 million on public works projects. Montana Republicans and Democrats agree statewide infrastructure investments are needed, but disagree on how to pay for them. It's a discussion that will take place this winter at the Montana Legislature. I'm Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Jackie Yamanaka. Governor Steve Bullock is calling on the business community to help him promote his $300 million plan to upgrade roads, water systems, and other infrastructure projects across Montana. Bullock met with representatives of the construction and engineering community today in Billings. The Democrat hopes they'll help him get support for his plan before a skeptical GOP-led legislature. Dick Anderson is the CEO of Dick Anderson Construction. He can't believe anyone would oppose the administration's proposal to bond for two-thirds of the cost.
You always hear, too bad they don't run government like private industry. I haven't built a project yet that they didn't borrow. I mean, every building I built, they're in the bank borrowing money. Then we're saying, if we're going to run the government, but we can't borrow.
Later, he says he understands the GOP's argument that they don't want to leave future generations saddled with a large debt. Still, Anderson argues these are critical projects to help Montanans.
It's not a Republican-Democrat issue. It's a whether you believe in the growth and the future of Montana.
The governor hopes lawmakers will listen to businessmen like Anderson and consider his budget with an open mind.
So I hope what they'll do is actually now dig into what we're proposing, look at the way that we also want to continue to be fiscally responsible in managing our dollars right, and at the end of the day, be more concerned about what Main Street and mainstream Montana needs.
Bullock and his lieutenant governor plan to continue to bring their budget plans to other Montana communities this week. Wednesday, Bullock will discuss Medicaid expansion in Great Falls. Thursday, he's in Missoula to talk education. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.